the war and the battle. Here's the problem that most of us face, particularly when we've learned our technical professional expertise. We've gone through the mill on that, we've taken the examinations. We've also either intuitively grown to become empathetic sellers of our services, or we have been formally trained in selling strategies and techniques. The terrible problem about that is we think that whenever we win a new client, that is the end game. That is the purpose of our operation in bringing people, the right quality of people, to our business. We win individual battles. We engage with a prospective client. We persuade them that we are the people they need to be dealing with. They sign up, and we've won. And that's called winning the battle. But you know, there is a much bigger war going on. And if you don't understand what the war is that's going on around you, you're fighting individual battles, feeling as if you're winning, but you'll end up with really a really poor, unsustainable, inconsistent, low quality, poor advice type result. It just doesn't work as a business. And there's a game being played out there which is a much bigger game than the one you're playing if you're winning individual battles and winning individual clients, which really, compared to the battle, is a huge war. And if you don't know what that game is, or if you don't know how to play that war, you'll end up in trouble. You'll end up with a business that you're really not proud of and you wish you hadn't started. Let me begin to give that some context. You know, I love planet Earth. This is where my home is. Everything that goes on here is important to me. And it's a fairly sizable planet compared to some of the other planets in our solar system. It's a beautiful planet. It looks beautiful from outer space. And here's where my individual life is lived out within the community of 6 billion other people. It is important. I can't pretend it's not important to me. But in context, let's have a look at what Earth looks like compared to the rest of the solar system and things going on around it. Now, look at Earth now. Yes, it's important, but there are bigger things going on around it compared to other planets within the solar system. It's really not that large, is it? It begins to diminish in size. And this is the context I want to draw for you concerning playing the war or winning battles of individual clients that you've sold your services to and they've signed up. There's a bigger game going on there. The context compared to what you're doing is actually quite scary. And if you don't know what's going on out there in the wider solar system, you will not win and you will get marginalized and end up with the scraps. And in terms of what other people are achieving and doing, this kind of size of result, then your results will look as small as Earth looks to, let's say, Jupiter. Let's just move on and discuss this context even more broadly. Now compare the rest of the solar system to the sun at the center. The sun upon which we depend for life, on which all of Earth depends for life. Look at the sun compared to the size of the Earth now. You know, in context, there really is a bigger game going on out there, isn't there? And if you don't understand that, you may think that what you're doing is all important and is all that matters in running a business. And it isn't. Making the individual sale is not what business in toto is all about. Put it in context, and if someone else is playing a sun-sized game and attracting quality clients, well, you're going to end up with this kind of tiny result compared to their much bigger result, much more effective result, simply because they understand the war and you're playing the battle of winning the sale. Marketing, then, is the war. The battle is selling. You need to understand how to play the war to get this size of result for your efforts compared to this size of result. That is the war versus the battle, marketing versus sales. I was having a conversation some time ago with a very well-known advisor called Jill Cardy, and she introduced a really interesting Jewish saying to me, the apple and the worm. And in the context of the war and the battle, I just want to express this to you. Look, if all we know is our highly competent technical professional skill and how to then communicate that in an empathetic fashion, persuasive fashion, so that we win individual clients. If that's how we think business is done, then we won't understand what's going on outside of us in the way that other people run the businesses. And what Jill said was this: compare that all we know situation to the apple and the worm. And she used a Jewish saying which said this: a worm born in an apple thinks that the whole world is an apple. That's all they know. And that's the problem you're facing if all you've learned as a professional advisor is how to win the battle. There's a bigger world out there. And if you don't engage with that bigger world, you're going to be in a position where, another saying that was expressed to me recently, if your toolkit, if the kit of tools that you carry around with you only contains a hammer, you know what? Every problem that you meet, every situation, opportunity that you meet looks like a nail. And of course, if you have a bigger toolkit, you're able to deal with different types of problems and situations in different ways. And maybe your toolkit is only a hammer. And therefore, everything that you approach and the way that you behave with prospective clients is a nail. Well, I have to tell you, the world is bigger and broader and wider than that and more diverse. And you need to develop a much bigger toolkit to play the war versus the battle. If you don't, here's the result. You're going to drown. You're going to drown in clients and a client base that will consume you and that you wish you could escape from, because they simply shouldn't be there as part of your life. That's the problem with constantly winning battles and not standing back and understanding the bigger game with a whole series of professional skills called the war. That's the problem with learning about just technical selling and not understanding the critical business skill set of marketing. And that's what you're going to learn in the attraction pillar, the war.